shut the door.
It's now 7 after the hour. The Doug Steffen Good Day program Thursday is upon us. Monsters in the news.
Monsters in the news.
Monsters in the news. Mass murderer Charles Manson.
Oh, yeah.
Denied parole yesterday. What a shocker after seeing those lovely pictures of him. How obviously well-adjusted he's become over the years.
He's still just as scary as he ever was.
77 years old. My God, that guy is the perfect poster boy for why you put somebody in and throw the key as far away as you can throw it. So he's going to be eligible at the age of 92 for another hearing.
Good luck.
And been in jail since 1971. Just amazing this story, everybody. I don't know if people remember.
As our producer Michael Fortier said, he really thought this was going to be his year.
But. Right, yeah. Marrying his wife, he killed Sharon Tate, who was a very sort of pop star of the time. I think she was pregnant.
She was pregnant.
Now,
So the sister of Sharon Tate is like, well, good to know that he'll probably die before he comes up for his next parole meeting.
Yeah, right. All right, so another monster. Monster in the news, part two, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed.
KSM.
Pictures of him? Take a look at this guy.
Not since he got arrested.
No, take a look at him without his turban.
Oh, really?
Without his wraps on. He is a mean, nasty-looking dude.
Let me go check out KSM.
Really, really mean, nasty. He, by the way, if you didn't remember, and the four henchmen with him are the ones who are supposed to be responsible as masterminds for September 11th. He has against him 2,976 murder counts, that being the number of people who were in the Twin Towers that morning. He and his gang will be arraigned on May 5th at the Guantanamo Bay Military Tribunal Office, where Jack Nicholson presided. You may remember that from A Few Good Men. Same place. What else do you say about it? Just look at this guy, though. Look at this.
Yeah,
guy.
I mean, it's the mugshot comes up.
Yeah,
that's one hairy dude.
Yep,
got his sweater on under his t-shirt.
Ew.
Really hairy looking dude. Okay, now tell me whether you think some people use the term monster when they hear about transgender people. Miss Universe, first lately to come up in that overall consideration. Miss Universe pageant announcing with GLAAD, the Gay and Lesbian Alliance, that after they talked following the disqualification of transgender contestant Jenna Talikova, is that how we pronounce her name? The pageant now will allow transgender women to compete in the competition. And the only reason they're doing this is because Trump's going to make a freak show out of it. You know as well as I do, he'll do anything.
Well, he didn't start off that way. He originally said no.
No, but somebody pointed out to him, you know how many more people will watch this just to see this freakish stuff going on? So that's the reason. By the way, Trump has had some problems, and maybe you wonder whether he took his sons to the woodshed or not after all those pictures of them going on the phony wild game
with the elephant's tail
in
one hand and the knife
before.
In the other.
Yeah, disgusting. And another one with the tusk ripped off of an elephant. Just so sad. But
go ahead.
And who cares about hunting? I mean, hunting,
it wasn't
the
tusk, it was the tail.
I saw the tail, but there was a whole video of other stuff.
Oh, really?
Yeah, nastiness. The tail was gross. But there's a whole thing about hunting. I'm okay with hunting. The thing is, these guys go to these theme parks in Africa.
Right.
You essentially pay to go out and shoot these animals, like in a zoo environment. You know, it's like a wild animal.
What's
park
that? And you want to shoot Dumbo, Mr. Trump?
Yeah.
Okay. That'll be 14,000 e-tickets and step in line.
Even fair.
So what has happened as a result, one of the original advertisers for Celebrity Apprentice canceled his advertising on the show, saying he didn't want to have anything to do
with Purina Elephant Chow.
I've forgotten who it was. I saw it in the paper when I was in New York the other day. It just They just said, we're not going to, we have no, we were on from the beginning. We saw those pictures. We don't want to be associated with Trump or his family.
When you want to feed your elephant, the very best,
yeah.
Purina Elephant Chow is the only choice.
All right. And also, a sad kind of story with this Chaz Bono and the fact that, oh, well, the reason that which way did it
right.
go?
Went
to he. He
yes,
now, right?
Now. He. Yes,
right.
She's a he.
Is being honored by GLAAD, presented every year. They have the Stephen L. Kolzak Award, presented to openly gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender media professionals. I didn't realize Chaz was a media professional. What is Chaz doing?
In the media?
Yeah, other than...
didn't she do Trump Show?
Oh, she was on Celebrity Apprentice.
No.
What, no? What
Dancing
did she do?
Something Dancing with the Stars.
Dancing That's with the Stars. That's
mm-hmm.
it, right. All right, anyway.
She.
But he looks like he needs to lose about 100 pounds.
Have you noticed that? That's the next surgery.
Yeah. All right, anyway. But a lot of, again, using that word kind of loosely. Dr. Ken Kronhaus joins us with some important medical information that will definitely impact you. That's coming right up here on Good Day.
Gardeners trust Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed to feed plants right. Plants need food, especially veggies. Lately, another company's been saying their plant food feeds twice as long as Shake and Feed. What they aren't saying? Their plant food actually feeds less. So we're saying it. Shake and Feed provides 72% more nutrition per application and is more in line with university recommendations for feeding many popular veggies. Hey, if we can save even one veggie, it'll be worth it. Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed. Everyone grows with Miracle-Gro.
Did you know you could earn a transfer discount just by switching your motorcycle policy over to GEICO? And if you already insure your car with GEICO, you can even get a multi-policy discount. I've always wondered what it's like to ride a motorcycle, to ride my steel horse across the land, fighting crime alongside a tall brunette, Francesca. Sorry, my mind went to a strange place there. Where was I? All the GEICO motorcycle discounts. Right.
Call GEICO or visit GEICO.com today to see how much our discounts could save you.
Here we have a rare treat, the keeper of the forest, as some have coined her. Built to carry heavy loads, long distances, using minimal natural resources. Her coat of iron and steel keeps her safe. You can just feel the motherly instinct she has for her surroundings.
Sometimes the best things for nature come in unexpected forms. CSX trains move one ton of freight nearly 500 miles on a single gallon of fuel. CSX, how tomorrow moves.
15, oops, I don't want to, do we care what time it is? Now I don't care what time it is. Time now for Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's the medical expert on the Doug Stephan Good Day program, brought to you by the folks who are distributing Cardiol around the country, a great way for you to protect yourself from having serious heart problems. High cholesterol brings that about, Ken, and high triglycerides. So here we have this important product that is a very safe, effective way to lower cholesterol. What's the story behind the story?
Yeah, high cholesterol, Doug, it is a serious condition. It can lead to heart attacks and heart disease. And as a cardiologist, I always seek the safest, most effective way to lower cholesterol in my patients. There's a new all-natural approach from Italy. It might be right for many of our listeners. Cardiol's 9 natural ingredients, they work together to reduce cholesterol levels. They also help to lower the bad fats in your blood. These are known, Doug, as triglycerides. Users report excellent results in just 60 days. The reason I like it is because it's safe, it's FDA registered. Cardiol is also easy to take, just one capsule a day. And the makers of Cardiol are so confident that it will work for our listeners that they are offering a free 60-day trial so you can see for yourself.
All right. Take advantage of that free trial so you can check this out. You pay shipping and handling. That's it. You can click on Dr. Ken's free trial. When you order online at SolanaHealth.com/Ken, you can go to Dr. Ken's show and find the opportunity, or you can just call 888-809-6424 for that free trial of Cardiol. Do not let high cholesterol risk your future and your well-being. You've heard us talking a lot about this, so take some action yourself right now. 888-809-6424. Take Dr. Ken's word for it and try it. It's free. Why could you? I mean, how in the world do you walk away from something like this? It's safe and it is free. 888-809-6424. don't want to scare people, but there appears to be a problem. I don't know that this would be a new problem, but it seems to be coming to the attention of the public. What happens with our new age of electronic everything, Ken, to people who have pacemakers and defibrillators and insulin pumps and things like that?
Well, I don't think it's a real big problem. A lot of people these days have these implantable insulin pumps and defibrillators and pacemakers that they have now. You know, they become the $6 million person. And there is this potential theoretical issue of hackers getting into it. And there is this professor who is peddling this device that you wear so that hackers can't get into it. I don't think it's a real big deal. Just talk to the person who is implanting it to make sure that it's safe, that nobody can get into it. And I'm not so sure we need to get everybody to buy these protective gears.
All right, so next up on the hit parade here, does this scare people, the word about dental x-rays being linked to brain tumors? This is... seems to me kind of a scary thing.
Well, I'm here to reassure everybody about this. This is out of the medical journal Cancer this week. Doug, the people who've had certain kinds of dental x-rays in the past, they may be at increased risk for meningioma. This is the most commonly diagnosed brain tumor in America. The important thing is that, amazingly, dental x-rays have dramatically decreased in the amount of radiation in the last 10 years. You want to get these digital dental x-rays. They give off very little radiation. It's about the equivalent amount of radiation that you get when you're in a plane, Doug, when you go from Massachusetts to California.
Yeah.
So that I'm not telling you to be concerned that this is going to bring on cancer. Again, don't get the dental x-rays unless you need them, but if you really need them, ask the dentist why you're getting them. If there's a good reason for them, then get them. Don't be afraid of them, but you don't need them just routinely because, oh, another year passed.
Speaking of cancer, interesting research on spouses of cancer patients.
Yes, this is out of the medical journal Circulation, Doug, that the spouses of cancer patients are at increased risk of heart disease and stroke. And the explanation for this association might be that stress takes a toll on the health of caregivers. It takes a lot out of us. It's a lot of stress to take care of people you love.
Heart disease, poor sleep, what that leads to, it's like going up the ladder. It's up the chain, right?
Science Translational Medicine this week, Doug, that lack of sleep or erratic slumber from working late-night shifts or travel may lead to diabetes and obesity. It seems that sleeping only 5.5 hours in a 24-hour period over 3 weeks slows down the metabolism and reduces insulin production, and these are changes that can lead to weight gain and increased blood sugar. Try to get 7 to 8 hours a night if you can. It'll keep the weight down, the blood sugar down, and the blood pressure down.
Interesting and important information. You can follow it through DougSteffen.com. Look for Dr. Ken's picture or at DrKenshow.com.
When I'm shopping for a new car, I want the real story. Like, what do real people who own the car think of it? And I want to know what I should pay so I can get the best deal. Is that too much to ask?
We don't think so. Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com will help you find out what you should pay for a new car. Use KBB.com's advanced car valuation tools. Plus, get reviews from both real car owners and certified experts. At KBB.com, you get the real story. So don't shop for a new car until you've gone to KBB.com, the trusted resource.
21 after on the Good Day program.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepared now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendovite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendovite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Come on, Doug, let's hear you do it.
Oh, you want me to
sing along to this,
add
brother?
Add this to my musical collection.
I'd love to hear you sing this.
Axl Rose. Guns N' Roses. A little too stiff for me, Richie.
Ah, this is great.
According to you, it's great.
Get your side dance on.
Yeah.
Your day with a little headbang.
Ah, this will get you going.
But you know, it's funny. The music that Bobby Christina listened to when she was using the bomb the other day.
No, no way.
You know how music, like particular songs, can put you at a specific time and place in your life?
Yeah. I was in sixth grade with a bad perm during this song.
So you remember, I was at Fritz P's on Rockville Pike, Tuesday night, happy hours. I was 22 years old.
And when this song, drinking and I was in sixth
grade.
Yeah.
And when this song came on, I just remember the reaction that everybody would have in the whole place. And they would just, this is such a strong.
All right. We got your.
No, it's just.
So what's the story behind this?
Well, Axl and the boys in Guns N' Roses are up for their induction into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame this year.
No, thank you.
Because it's been 25 years. No,
they didn't
say no.
Axl said no.
Okay, he sent a very polite letter.
Why would they not want to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Because
he's
not getting along with the rest of Guns N' Roses.
He doesn't.
Axl owns
Guns N' Roses, the band's name, and he is touring as Guns N' Roses. But he is the only original member. And he believes that the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame doesn't respect him, and therefore he's not going to show up. And pretty much said, you do not have the right to use my name, my music, or anything else in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
A spoiler.
I didn't realize the riff with Steven Adler was so big.
Oh, yeah. No, he's with everybody.
All right, speaking of Steven, Richie, would you go to Cut 1215 at the end of American Idol last night? After Joshua Ledet, that's how we pronounce his name?
Ledet.
Sang Runaway Baby. You might want to play a little of that. Stephen Travis tried to hook
like
him up.
Work of art. Every time you sing, you sell it. That's because your voice is so good.
Thank you.
By the way, dude, how tall are you?
I think 5'11".
Did you see that girl, that Celestina back there that was dancing next to you?
Yeah, she's gorgeous.
6 feet tall, baby. You got to get that number. Get the number, my brother. Get the number.
You were so good. Phone number soon enough. Don't worry about that. Listen, you have so much control in your voice. This is exactly what I was saying when I mentioned your name when I was critiquing Jessica earlier. A Joshua-type performance is just so dynamic. It so takes control of the audience. It's just so much energy. It's not just the vocals. You know, it's everything. It's about being a performer. It's about knowing when to go and when to stop, when to push and when to lay back. That's what you do.
Thank you.
You and Doug.
Thank you so much.
Yo, man.
I mean, look, don't even know what to say. I mean, this was an unbelievable performance again for you. I mean, I love the look. You got the look together. Right. The
way I thought was cute here was the Steven Tyler.
Yeah, Tyler's a trip, man.
He's funny. I have a better feeling for him this year than I did last year. He didn't do it for me last year, but the guy is an interesting character. Back to Axl Rose for just a second. By the way, you can follow that story, get some more of what Richie was talking about at DougStefan.com. The Hall of Fame, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, is one of the great institutions in our country. Guy is so immature that he wants to fight with these other members of Guns and Roses. How does that get him anyplace? If he'd come back together again, he could make a lot of money.
He is famous for. I wanted to go see them when they were here in D.C., and my buddy reminded me, get ready for a 1 a.m. show, because if it's a 9 a.m. ticket, he doesn't show up for about 2-3 hours after the show is supposed to start.
So he's a perfect example of somebody let it go to his head.
He's a mess.
28 after on Good Day.
Gardeners trust Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed to feed plants right. Plants need food, especially veggies. Lately, another company's been saying their plant food feeds twice as long as Shake and Feed. What they aren't saying? Their plant food actually feeds less. So we're saying it. Shake and Feed provides 72% more nutrition per application and is more in line with university recommendations for feeding many popular veggies. Hey, if we can save even one veggie, it'll be worth it. Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed. Everyone grows with Miracle-Gro.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Important medical alert for users of antidepressant prescription drugs. If you or a loved one used certain antidepressant prescription drugs before or during pregnancy, including Zoloft, Depakote, Paxil, Prozac, Wellbutrin, Lexapro, Celexa, or Effexor, and have a child born with a birth defect such as cleft lip, cleft palate, club foot, or other heart, lung, and cranial defects, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation and future medical expenses for your child's condition. Call 800-457-1584 now. If you or a loved one used certain antidepressant prescription drugs before or during pregnancy and have a child born with a birth defect, time is limited to file a claim. Act now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-457-1584. That's 800-457-1584. The call and consultation are free. 800-457-1584.
This is an advertisement. Attorney responsible for this advertisement is Carrie L. Steigerwalt. Admitted in California. Office address 4350 Executive Drive, Suite 150, San Diego, California 92122. Cases may be referred to or handled independently by local counsel for...
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details and your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
Show, otherwise known as Good Day Program, 33 after the hour. Doug Steffen with Heather Bachman, Rich McFadden. We have Jennifer Horn at your service and on your side. Roberta Fasinelli, the queen of cheap deals today from Home Depot and Chuck E. Cheese. Check them all out at DougSteffen.com. Our video of the day today is a great example, a lesson here for all of you who walk and text at the same time.
Uh-oh.
You walk and
I can't even walk and chew bubblegum. I don't know about this guy.
At your own. This is perfect, perfect, perfect. This is all the zombies that have been created by people wandering around looking at their BlackBerry, looking at their iPhone. They pay no attention.
Yeah.
It's so. The other day in Penn Station, Roberta, in New York, and I was going to catch the train. I was going down the escalator and I had my bag and stuff. As a woman in front of me, who was so wrapped up in what was ever on the screen, the texting, that she fell going, she just lost her balance. I don't know, she had no clue, and she just fell down the escalator. Well, she was on the edge of the lip of the stair, and when it came to the place where they all even out and you get on the bottom, on the floor, it feeds you into the floor. She just, I don't know whether her shoelace got hung up in the, catch at the bottom of the, but she just fell over.
I'm watching this video. It's hysterical.
That is Isn't that guy funny?
Right. Oh, my God. Look out. A bear may get you if you're texting. All right. Other things that are of interest and importance today.
What about a bear?
DougSteffen.com. Here's a story for those of you who are Coke lovers. I mean Coca-Cola. I was not talking about
not
Bobby.
Like cocaine.
Bobby Christina. Yeah. Right. So, if you would like to have a hug, you can find a Coke machine that takes hugs instead of money.
Ooh.
The vending machine at the National University of Singapore, providing opportunities for this Forbes magazine carrying a story this month. The machine, which says hug me on the outside, requires a hug instead of money in order to get a Coca-Cola.
I'd hug somebody for a Diet Coke because I'm
would you
an
really?
Addict. Mm. Oh, my gosh. Are you kidding?
Love the stuff.
Yeah, no.
So bad for you, though.
I might even kiss
it's
you.
Really bad for you. Very, very bad for you. Okay, so Coke and hugs. I'm not sure how they all go together, but the fellow who designed Madonna's infamous cone-shaped bra a number of years ago was the person they hired to design this Coke machine so you can give it a hug and it gives you a Coca-Cola.
I would think that you would be in your new age kind of guy. Remember Coke wanted to teach us all to sing?
Perfect harmony. But
now they want us to hug their machines.
Yeah.
So what a happy new age feel good kind of soda company they are, don't you think?
Oh, yeah, yeah, right. The new age soda company.
While injecting us with sugar and caffeine and all kinds of other chemicals. They want us to be together. Artificial sweeteners that turn your stomach into this upside down mess.
Shall we add this to the song for the Doug's Greatest Hits album? Turn it up, Jack.
Take the best shot.
Harmony. Anyway, these are the new Seekers, by the way. This song, 1968, 69,
yeah.
Like
here we go. Come on now.
All right.
Just sing the song, butcher it, and let's move on.
I have too much Axl Rose in my head.
That's a good thing. Hold on.
All right,
you ready? All right. Three.
You're going to do me now with Axl Rose?
No. With
I'd like to teach the world to sing in perfect harmony.
I'd like to teach the world to sing.
This was a pop hit, by the way. They made a pop hit out of a commercial.
All right, so now let's see if you can do Axl. Come on.
I can yell them. I can make a lot of noise like the best of them.
You know by
the word. Jennifer.
Yes.
Apparently, Maria Shriver has told Arnold, no.
I won't be back.
Arnold is trying to get her to give him a second chance.
Yeah, and they were hanging out together. It looked like they were going to reconcile.
But because of her religious beliefs, she says, I can't be with you.
Really?
Anymore because of her religious beliefs.
He was even going to church with her and stuff, but no go.
Yeah. Apparently, he believes. What happened? I know what happens because same thing happened to me. When you are in a circle, when you're unhappy in your married life, you find other women who are unhappy in their married lives. Happened when I was married. Tony and I had made a deal to basically we were going to dissolve the marriage and split things, and it was going to cost us $385 to go to the lawyer, write up all the paperwork. Bingo, bango.
Divorce. Mm-hmm.
And so, but then she got into her new divorce. I used a word that I wouldn't use on the air, but it begins with a W and it's five letters and ends with an E and there's an R and an O and an H in it.
And there are more.
Wow.
Yes. These women whipped her into such a frenzy.
Yeah, they get you all crazy.
Right, they get you crazy. And you do crazy things, and she went out and hired a really expensive divorce lawyer. Because she figured I was trying to give her the old one, too, the soft shoe, according to her friends. And by the way, none of those friends stayed her friend. I stayed her friend for the rest of her life. All those women disappeared.
People like to have miserable partners.
Right.
You know what I mean? So they want
to
have a group of people to complain to. So
Maria's friends have been pushing her to stay away from Arnold because he's a bad guy. And the best thing she could do was make a financial settlement with him and move away. Now, she's worth about $250 million. He's worth about $350 million. So she gets.
I can't blame her, though.
I don't blame her either. I think he was a horrible. I don't think
he's a bad guy. But, dude, how do you go back to somebody that was, you know, boom,
sleeping
boom,
with
and
a maid.
Your maid?
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I mean, I'd rather it be a stranger or something.
And had a kid that you knew about for 10 years.
In your bedroom. Ew.
They were in another bedroom. Let's try to figure out what, if you break up with somebody and you want to maintain a friendship, how do you maintain the friendship and date other people?
You don't. It's hard. Oh, my gosh.
You have not. You've found that not to be possible.
Well, I think you can be friends, but I'm about the friendliest person that you'll probably meet. Like,
yes,
I'll overlook a lot,
right.
You know?
Very good. Yes.
But once you have those feelings.
It's hard. And it's hard to, I mean, it's hard for me to be honest about if I'm dating or not with people that I have dated in the past because you don't want to hurt their feelings. It's just, ugh. sticky, yeah. sticky situation.
All right, Heather, would you like to weigh in on that?
I think it's very possible. I actually have and currently am doing that in my own life.
Yeah.
I have.
It makes more sense than anything else.
Well, you know, and people think it's crazy, children. But my ex's current wife and I, it didn't happen quickly, but became best friends. She is one of my best friends to this day.
Yeah.
And it might sound crazy, but it works, and it makes it so much easier.
I've got stress.
When there's children involved.
Oh, my God, stress is horrible. Horrible, horrible.
Most people are going, man, you're nuts.
I am, but it works.
Yeah. You know what? Right. That's right. Because they're nuts. They'd rather fight and be miserable. And you know what? I want to be as far away from those people as I possibly can.
Now, I have a theory, though. Heather, were you dating someone else when your ex got married?
No, actually, I was not involved with anyone. And his current wife and I, it took a long time. I mean, we hated each other. We had to hate each other for quite a while. And it wasn't until after they were married and she was pregnant with their first child, I kind of threw the olive branch out there and said congrats. And then our friendship
person for it.
Just grew from there. Yeah. And I love her. I love her to death.
Yeah. All right. So just food
for thought. It's
possible. Right.
It's possible.
Yeah. Roberta, before you got married, did you ever have that happen to you?
No.
I can't imagine Roberta, the staunch New Yorker, chucking that olive branch out to somebody who she dated.
Any guy who ever broke up with me, they all came back. Every single one of them came back.
They always
come back. Roberta, would you please, Roberta, please. And every single one of them, I chucked out the door.
Right. Yesterday's
garbage.
You don't
break up
with
me.
So. Yeah.
Yeah.
Get that? Don't break up with me.
She's the one that got away.
All right, speaking of
I walk first. Thank you very much.
We have Moo News coming up in a moment.
Mm.
Moo News. First, though, a secret. Can you keep a secret, Heather?
Nope.
No.
Okay. Neither can Doug, so you guys are in good company.
Uh-oh.
If you suffer from an aging prostate... You're probably tired of the hassle, the nightly bathroom.
My prostate just had his birthday the other day.
Really? Congratulations.
We had a party.
Happy birthday. We're having a party. You know what happens?
Cake.
I'm trying to picture what an aging prostate looks like.
You don't want to know
no.
what an aging prostate
like this. You want to know what it looks like, Roberta? Just like that.
You're familiar with what a dried prune looks like. I think
that's what I was thinking. I'll have little hairs sticking out of it.
People are eating breakfast, Roberta, please.
All right, so at least I have everybody's attention now, right? So I can tell them the story of how to fix that problem with your prune-shaped prostate or whatever other things are going on that affect your intimacy, affect your good night's sleep, basic health and well-being. We all know these stories. We hear them all the time. Of people as they get older, how they're affected with prostate problems. You don't have to suffer that fate, though. If you get on to the Master Prostate product that has 12 key ingredients that will promote healthy prostate function, get a restful night's sleep, all natural item that now you can get free Master Prostate Minion Bottle giveaway times two. You pay a small shipping and handling fee when you call 800-716-6520. You'll get this Master Prostate sent to you. You get on it. You'll see it works. You'll like it. You'll stay with it. Your spouse will be happy with you. You'll be happy. It's a healthier and longer life you'll live because you're feeding the prostate the right stuff that it needs. 800-716-6520. Always check with your doctor. Call for the details. Tell them Doug Steffen sent you the free bottle of Master Prostate formula. 800-716-6520. Why don't you call him now while you're thinking about it?
Because no one knows how to keep your Buick at its best like the Buick Certified Service Experts. They'll take care of your Buick. You just enjoy the ride. Visit BuickCertifiedService.com for their latest service offers and everyday value pricing.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free, with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
Gardeners trust Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed to feed plants right. Plants need food, especially veggies. Lately, another company's been saying their plant food feeds twice as long as Shake and Feed. What they aren't saying? Their plant food actually feeds less. So we're saying it. Shake and Feed provides 72% more nutrition per application and is more in line with university recommendations for feeding many popular veggies. Hey, if we can save even one veggie, it'll be worth it. Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed. Everyone grows with Miracle-Gro.
Forward, so does the rest of the economy. CSX trains are the most cost-efficient way to move goods to market. CSX, how tomorrow moves.
Winning the gold in the pentathlon and the decathlon is...
The winner of the intercollegiate ballroom dance competition is...
Jim Thorpe, All-American, Native American, and he raised the bar for every American. Excellence. Pass it on from the Foundation for a Better Life at Values.com.
Moo moo, moo moo, moo moo, moo moo, moo moo, moo moo.
Cow news.
Moo moo, moo moo. A young steer broke out of a slaughterhouse. Yet another one of those stories.
Woo-hoo.
In northern New Jersey yesterday. Northern New Jersey yesterday.
What is it? Jersey.
Who knows? What is the old expression? My tongue gets caught behind my eye teeth, and I can't see what I'm saying. I have one of these about every three, 4 months, Richie. Right. I go, I didn't think it was so bad today. If you hadn't called attention to it, Jennifer, probably no one would have known.
You've been very Boston-y today. You've been very East Coast.
Nobody would ever notice your foibles if we didn't draw attention to them.
Exactly.
That's right.
Yes, thank you. Anyway, so this steer in the slaughterhouse jumps out of the pens, and it's right next to the slaughterhouse, next to a river. The steer swims across the river. And through the streets of Newark,
and
is finally captured and has been taken. Why do I bother?
In Newark, New Jersey.
Who let the cows out? Who let the
cows out? My favorite song.
The cows have been granted a stay. This cow, anyway.
Wait.
It's a PR stunt. They do this every now and then where a cow escapes and they use it to, we're going to save the cow. We're not going to send it
to the animal sanctuary. People give money to the animal sanctuary.
Right, yeah.
Everybody lives happily.
Well, but then the meat processing company also is like, oh, look at how nice we are.
Very nice, Richie. Yeah.
Yeah.
You'll see.
Meanwhile, I'm out one burger.
Some of the new cows, the new calves. We have it's kind of late for us. We're starting a little late this year. We have three calves. Normally, this time, I think last year at this time, we had like 30 calves already.
How many boys and girls?
We have two boys and one girl, as it turns out, thus far.
Aww.
It was too hot this winter for them to snuggle.
Pictures of the new calves as they arrive at DougStefan.com. So in a related story, Burger King. Get my subtle connection. Burger King.
Very smooth.
Yeah. Has been making news. They have new menu items to try. They're trying to get back up. They're number three now. McDonald's number one, Wendy's number two, Burger King number three. So at the...
For burger joints.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Because Subway's number one.
Right, in terms of number of franchises, not business. So at DougStefan.com in the headlines section, you can find a story about a new bacon sundae being offered by the folks at Burger King. Doesn't that sound yummy?
Yeah.
A bacon sundae.
A lot of
sundae.
People are into this sweet.
What in the name
bacon
of that?
The combo. It'll sell. Men will be like, oh, bacon sundae.
Yeah.
Yeah, bacon makes it better.
How could it taste with a nice, I'm just thinking at my farm store, having a vanilla ice cream cone, it's already putting bacon bits on top of it.
You should absolutely do that.
We'll do that right away. 51 past the hour, good day.
It's Kevin Bacon, by the way.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk, soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally, instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer. Localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Successful quests. I almost put it together. Here's Debbie Harry.
She's still available, Doug, if you'd like to.
You were trying to date Debbie Harry?
Uri and I talked about him fixing me up with her, it came, I've forgotten, it happened, there was a, we were all going to have dinner together, because she and Uri are friends at some restaurant in London, and I forget what had happened, but he made it clear to her why I wanted to meet her and why he wanted me, why he wanted to introduce me to her, etc., etc., etc. However, you know what they say, what is the best laid plans of mice and men? Mostly of men. When do mice make plans? You ever think about that? When's the last time you met
mice
a mouse?
Mice make plans every day, all day. They're always planning.
Really?
Oh, but sure.
Give me to the next piece of cheese.
Yep.
Right?
I have one in my garage finding some snacks here and there, and I'm sure he's coordinating his efforts every day.
I'm not sure that I want to follow up that story with the name of the movie that this song comes from, but I'll try and see if I can get away with it. Blondie and Call Me from the movie American Gigolo. Anyway, this song and the movie was number one during this week in 1980. All right, Chucker, you got that?
I got that, Don Juan.
Thank you. Don 2 or 3. At any rate, this is what we're going to have a... actually, Heather, who wears a couple of different hats here working with me, she's helping me at the farm. Heather Bachman, say hi to Chuck Curry. I don't know that you've met.
Hey, Chuck, how are you?
So
I'm good.
Chucker, I would like you to work with Heather. We're going to have a Saturday night movie show on the lawn of the farm.
Projections on the Pasture.
Projections on the Pasture is what it's called.
Pretty cool.
We're going to select family movies to show every Saturday night around 8 o'clock. People come and they can bring their blankets and sit in the lawn and watch as we project these movies on the side of the barn.
Honey, don't put the blanket down there, if you know what I mean.
So, anyway, I would like to have you consult with Chuck to see if we can come up with some good family
movies. This movie stinks, and I'm not talking about the quality of the film.
Okay.
Kids, that's not a whoopie pie.
Don't eat that, kids.
Right. No.
All right, anyway.
Wouldn't it be funny if you see the cows just sitting down watching the movie and trying to flip?
Actually, that would be there's a good YouTube video right there, yeah. Richie. All right, Chucker. We're going to do
I'm here, ready to go, Doug.
I know you are, Chucker.
But you're quickly cutting into my time.
I understand. So we'll quickly get to the contest. This is from a movie that was number one during this week in 1989. I can't tell you I remember this at all, so we're all going to learn together what the movie is as we listen to the audio starting with this clip.
I never thought we'd do this. Nobody really thinks it will work, do they?
No. You just described every great success story.
All right. 800-510-8255. Again, the year is 1989. We have three pieces of audio. That was one. This is two.
I got a question. You guys know so much about women. How come here, like, this is gas and sip on a Saturday night, completely alone, drinking beers, no women anywhere?
All right. Got it.
Heather thinks she's got it. Roberta doesn't have it. Jennifer, you don't have it. Chucker, you got it?
Yeah, nope.
I got it.
All right. Next, last clip, Richie.
Give me a pen. In my heart, she gave
I kind of remember the movie.
Yeah.
All right, you know what it is? Haven't won a movie moments before. You got 60 seconds to call us at 800-510-8255 while Chucker brings us some movie news.
All right, Doug. Hunger Games director Gary Ross officially stating he will not direct the sequel, which is titled Catching Fire, so the studio Lionsgate will search for a new director. I float a name out there right now, but it'll never happen. How about Mel Gibson? I think he'd be a perfect fit.
Mel Gibson, wait a minute. Did you see that thing about him and Joe Esterhaus?
Yeah, I did.
What is the matter with him? I'm talking about Gibson. It's just, I mean, I don't know. It baffles.
You
know,
have you ever seen his movie, Apocalypto, which I think is a great film?
Yeah.
He'd be a perfect fit for the Hunger Games franchise, just my opinion. Whether he could do PG-13 or not is anyone's guess, but behind the camera, the guy's a major talent, in my opinion. Right. Other news, Mark Wahlberg reportedly talks to star in a legal thriller based on a John Grisham novel. It's titled The Partner. If anyone's seen the trailer to Wahlberg's new film titled Ted, which is directed and written by your family guy, Seth MacFarlane, it's absolutely hilarious.
Really?
It's not a family film, though. It's very much hard R.
He's pretty versatile. Hi, Alice in Palm Springs. What's the name of that movie?
Say Anything.
That is correct. With John
Cusack.
John Cusack. Richie loves John Cusack. We love you, Alice. Hold on a minute. Thank you.